strife.
你已经奋力抓住神给你的机会。
You will grab hold to the opportunity that God has given to you.
一个懒惰的人懒惰。
A lazy person is lazy.
你不要怪他。
Do not blame him.
你只要明白他的价值观还没有建立起来。
You need to understand that he has the wrong value system.
第二样。
Secondly,
一个人对主的爱没有建立起来的时候。
When a person does not establish the love for the Lord,
他没有办法殷勤侍奉上帝。
It is not possible for him to have zeal.
真正爱主的时候。
But when he truly loves the Lord,
你不必再讲他，一定允许。
You don't have to persuade him, he will work.
不必再劝。
You don't have to talk much.
自发性的产生一种殷勤出来。
Naturally, he will work hard.
这是一件很重要的事情。
This is something very important.
有一些男孩子很懒惰读书。
Many men does not like to study.
不然间呢，到了高中二年，很勤劳读书。
And suddenly at pre-university, they work very hard.
我不知道你有没有这样的经验哈。
I don't know whether you feel this way.
看到一个男孩子突然间很勤劳。
You witness a boy suddenly working very hard.
莫名其妙。
He's very strange.
什么风把你吹来
的？Why suddenly?
什么东西把你改变的
？Why are you changed?
后来你查查查查，原来。
If you try to find out.
突然间他爱上一个女孩子。
You find out suddenly he fell in love.
里面。
This girl in his class.
那女孩子功课好得不得了。
Oh, this girl studies very well.
想我如果功课不好留级就不能同班了。
So he doesn't want to stay behind in his class.
快快去殷勤读书。
And he will study very hard.
好好读书。
Study very hard.
功课可以升级了。
So that he and the girl is about the same.
继续跟到女孩子在一起。
And he can continue to be with the girl.
爱的力量大得不得了。
The power of love.
一爱了。就不懒惰了。
And when love comes, you will work hard.
大家说一二三，一啊、哦，你还不懂爱啊？一二三，一爱了就不懒惰了。我们今天如果真正突然间产生对主的爱
，If we suddenly have the true love for our Lord，
我们就不一样。
We will be different.
你们中间最懒惰的人
，The laziest among you，
可能又是最殷勤的。
Perhaps will work the hardest
in the future. 你们中间最冷淡的人
，the coldest among you，
可能又是最火热的。
Perhaps will be the most fervent，
最消极的人
，the one that's most passive，
有可能变成最积极的人。
Perhaps will be the most active，
这个力量是大的不得了。
This is great power。
最吝啬的人
，the one who is most stingy，
一掉到爱里面的时候
，when he fell in love，
什么钱都拿出来了。
He will pay.
只怕对方不要接受。
So that the other person will accept.
最懒惰的人。
The laziest person.
你爱起来的时候。
Once he loves.
殷勤的不得了。
Immediately will
really hard. 只怕别人看不见他殷勤。
So that other people can see it.
所以今天你要找出你懒惰的原因。
You need to find out the reason for your laziness.
如果看见别人懒惰，一骂骂骂没有用的。
It is no point scolding others for being lazy.
几乎没有一个人是被人家骂好的。
Not a single person will change because of scolding.
骂不但不能使人改变。
When you scold someone, not only does it not change the person,
更反感、更恨、更加本，就变本加厉的，变成更难的。
It will actually create a worse situation.
爱的激励
the power of love,
对人已经附带着殷勤的欣赏
and the appreciation for those who work hard,
诚实的称赞
and all these honest praises,
对别人的贡献真正公开的承认。
And the acknowledgement of the contribution of others.
这些东西可以改变人，使人更加努力，以后的日子以前就不一样。
These are the things that will change someone that they will work harder.
第二样。
Secondly.
第三样。
Thirdly.
除了我们有价值观的改变以外。
We already talk about value system.
除了我们爱的建立以外。
The establishment of love.
责任感的感觉。
The sense of responsibility.
使一个人不能懒惰。
Will make a person work hard.
责任同责任感是两件不同的事情。
The sense of responsibility and responsibility are two different things.
如果你有责任感，你所有的工作都变成不是重担。
If you have a sense of responsibility, all your work will not be heavy laden.
真正殷勤的人
，a person that truly works hard，
把所有的重担当作负担，变成他的责任。
Will treat all kinds of tasks as his own burden.
相反的，把所有的责任当作负担，再变成重担的人，是一个没有心侍奉上帝的。
But a person that treats responsibilities as a heavy burden is not a person that will serve God.
今天我们在教会里面
，in the church today，
我们看见两种的基督徒。
We see two types of Christians.
一种基督徒，你多少工作交在他身上，他尽可能以感谢上帝的心。
The first type of Christian, no matter how much work you give him, he will do it with a heart of thanksgiving.
还有一种的人
But the other type,
什么责任在他身上，他说逃避又逃避
We will try to escape any sort of responsibility.
这就像我们两个手
Just like we have two hands.
一个右手，一个左手。
The right and the left.
右手比较笨。
The right hand is a bit more stupid.
左手比较聪明。
The left a bit clever.
右手比较做工。
The right hand work harder.
左手比较懒惰。
The left is lazier.
右手是苦力手。
And so the right hand is a hardworking hand.
左手是贵族手。
And the left hand is the royal hand.
写字右手写。
When you write, you use the right hand.
It's
very tiny.
他的左手帮忙我拨，你自己动。
The left hand will not help.
握手右手握。
And you shake your right hand.
你们最多一次跟多少的握手？
How many hands have you shaken?
我结婚的那一天,
the day I got married,
参加我婚礼的1200多人,
1200 people that came as guests.
握手握手握手握到接受佛的时候, 差不多断掉了。
I kept pushing my hand, it was so tiring.
有的人握到你手紧得不得了。
And some people grab hold so hard.
那一天我不知道挂对挂错, 戒指挂在右边。
But I wore my ring on the right hand side.
压的时候,这样子又把你的骨头压痛了。
And so the ring really hurt my bones.
回去的时候差不多没有力量牵我。
When I went back, I don't have strength to call my wife. So tired.
我很怕的,第二天这个手大起来,这个消息。
I was afraid the hand would become larger.
右手要写字。
The right hand writes.
右手要握手,当然你有人是用左手做。
Of course, those left-handers
will be friendly. 右手拿东西。
And we take care of our hands and do things.
那么左手呢?
What about the left hand?
什么都不做。
He doesn't do much.
挂手表。
He wears the watch.
亮晶晶。
Very shiny.
戴戒指。
The rings.
很贵气。
Very expensive. So we say it's the hand of the royalty.
奴才手,
this one is the hand of the servant.
这个的什么都不做,
this one won't do anything.
这个做了半时,
this one works so hard.
今天基督徒有两种,
two type of Christians.
有右手基督徒,
the right hand Christians.
有左手基督徒,
the left hand Christians.
有做了半时的基督徒,
Christian that works
有什么都不动手的基督徒,
so hard. Those who don't do anything.
结果问你,
in the end,
慢慢慢慢,
after, 慢慢慢慢, after a long time,
慢慢慢慢,
after a long time.
请问, 右手跟左手哪里有力?
Which one is stronger?
为什么?
Why?
很笨嘛?
The right hand is very stupid.
做着半死,
it works so hard.
变成很有力,
but it becomes stronger.
富贵手,
the royal hand
变成没有力,
has no strength.
这个叫做什么呢?
What does it mean?
生命力,
the rule of life.
超越物理力,
it transcends that
the
of
rule
physics.
Of the life is over or more super than the physical law.
生命力是超越物理律,
物理律,
the rule of physics.
越用越无能,
the more you work, the lesser the strength, and the more damage you will become.
生命力是完全不一样,
but this is not the case for the rule of life.
操劳,
the more you work,
你也牺牲,
the more you sacrifice,
你也贡献,
the more you give,
你也引起,
the harder you work.
让你使你力量越来越大,
God will add strength to you.
诗篇84篇就隐藏了这一个的生命力超过物理力的圣经。
Psalm 84 shows us this principle.
他怎么讲呢?
What does he say?
他们行走力上加力,个人到西安朝见上帝。
They walk strength upon strength towards Zion to see God.
They walk strength upon strength. 你不是力上减力,到最后没有力见上帝,不是。
It's not that you have no more strength finally.
越走越有力。
But the more you walk,
越做越有力,
the more strength you have.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
当我年轻的时候,
when I was young,
人家闭着眼睛,
people close their eyes and listen to me,
听录音机,
or listen to the audio tape, then they cannot see me.
这个人的姿势大概是40-50岁的人。
They say this person may be about 40-50 years old.
当我60多岁的时候,
but when I'm 60,
那些没有听我讲到的,
when people do not see me, and only listen to me, and they cannot see my image,
这个人声音这么大, 大概20-30岁,
they say this guy can shout so loud, maybe 20 years old.
人家是从20-30岁讲到50-60岁,
people preach from 20 to the 50s.
我是越讲越变成年轻人的样子。
But when the more I preach, the more people think I'm young.
力上加力,
strength upon strength.
这是圣经的应许。
This is the promise of the Bible.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
千万不要做一个懒惰侍奉主的基督徒。
Do not be a Christian that is lazy in serving the Lord.
懒惰侍奉主的基督徒。
A Christian that is lazy in ministry.
结果神要从他的身上收回他的恩赐。
God will take back his gift from this person.
因为你既然没有用它,
since you are not using it anyway,
你就成为没有用的人,
you will become a useless person.
你既然不肯用它,
since you're not willing to use it,
主就认识你不需要用它的,
the Lord will say you need not use this.
是被主用的人,
the person that's used by the Lord.
不要说越老越衰弱,
do not think that you will become weak as you grow old.
体力衰弱,
maybe physically,
灵力不可能,
but certainly not spiritually.
真正被主用。
If you are truly used by the Lord,
真正活着侍奉。
If you are truly fervently serving,
你一心不要懒惰。
And working hard,
神使你越久越有能力侍奉上帝。
The Lord will give you more power as you serve Him.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
有一次呢，我第一次神学毕业的那一个月。
The day that I graduated from seminary,
那一个月。
That month,
我有二十八次讲道的经验。
I preached for 28 times.
人家说上帝特别给你机会讲道。
So some people say God give you opportunity.
我说我知道。
I say I know this.
因为同样神学毕业，我班里面的同学，有的人那一个月只讲一次道。
My classmates only preach once that month.
刚刚毕业。
We just graduated.
讲二十八次道。
I preach 28 sermons.
一定是
Surely God had mercy.
一定是真的机会。
And the opportunity is given.
那我有没有说太多了？我没有办法，没有时间预备，我就退掉他们？没有。
I never turn it down just because I
said I don't
have time.
我只能够主啊给我力量，做完你要我做的工作。
I can only say, Lord, give me the strength to finish your work.
给我足够的思想，想清楚我要讲的道。
Let me have enough wisdom to understand the sermon.
结果我做。
And as I work,
我不推迟。
I did not turn them away.
我不懒惰。
I was not lazy.
我不抗拒。
I did not reject them. I did not complain.
有一次我算出来。
Once I made a calculation.
八个月里面讲到七百次。
In 8 months, I preached 700 sermons.
八个月讲七百次。我从香港飞到新加坡。
From Hong Kong, as I flew to Singapore.
新加坡神学院前级的院长叶安汉牧师是我的好朋友。
And Singapore Bible College ex principal was my good friend.
他那时候已经六十多岁。
At that time he was 60.
他自己到飞机场去接我。
He came to the airport to receive me.
我跟他在车上。走的时候
，And when we were in the car together，
他说你这次累不累
？He said, Are you tired？
我说差不多。
I said, Pretty much so。
八个月讲道。
I preached for 8 months。
这八个月你讲多少次
？And so he asked, How many times have you preached？
我讲了七百次。
I said, About 700 sermons。
吓了一跳。
He was shocked。
就把车开到旁边去。
And he just let the car go by the side and stop by。
就看着我。
And look at me。
八个月讲七百次。
He said, 700 over sermons。
你是说170次或者什么？我说不是，是七百次。
You mean 170？
他说真的吗？
He said, "Is it true?"
真的。
I said, "Yes."
他讲一句话。
And then he said,
你讲一年，别的传道人讲一生。
Your preaching in a year would be what some pastors would preach for their entire lifetime.
有的传道人一生才讲不到七百次。
Some preachers would not preach 700 sermons in their lifetime.
真的八个月讲七百次。
Did you preach all this in 8 months?
了不起，了不起。
So he said, "It's a great accomplishment."
我说叶牧师，你错了。
I said, "Reverend Ye, you are saying the wrong thing."
你本来是为你公会出生的。
I said you were once a Methodist.
你应该知道。
You should know.
约翰卫斯理。
John Wesley.
保持四十多年。
For 40 odd years.
平均一年讲一千次。
Every year he preached 1,000 sermons.
一年一千次就等于八个月七百次。
And it is like for 8 months 700 sermons, isn't it the case?
一年一千次。
If you preached 1,000 a year.
四十年的经历。
He did that for 40 years.
而且他没有飞机坐。
He did not have aeroplane.
他没有火车坐。
No trains.
他没有汽车坐。
He had no cars.
他是骑马去讲道。
He was riding on a horse.
讲道完了。
After he preached, again he went on the horse.
骨头运动。
He had
body. 全身摔来摔去。
The whole body had to move.
一年一千次讲道。
More than 1,000 sermons a year.
走遍各乡各城。
In all villages and cities.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
你想起古代那些人。
Think about these people of the past.
相信我们的主耶稣基督。
Think about Lord Jesus Christ.
相信他的门徒。
Think about the disciples.
你能不能违背这句圣经？
Can you then reject this verse?
殷勤不可懒。
Never be lacking in zeal.
在教会历史里面。
In the history of the church.
有几个我感到能力最大的人。
There are some people I believe has great power.
一个是施洗约翰。
The first one is John the Baptist.
一个是十八世纪的 George Whitefield.
George Whitefield of 18th century.
还有一个是二十世纪。初期我们中国的宋上帝
and Dr. John Sung in the early 20th century
这些人就是特别殷勤拼命传道的人
these people work especially hard in preaching
自愿勇敢传道
they boldly preach the word
一个人面对几千几万人讲道
they face tens of thousands and they preach
2000年以前没有 microphone
2000 years ago there was no microphone
现在只有不到1000个人要用这 microphone
but now in this small crowd we need a mic
有时候几百个人我们就用这扩音器
Sometimes just a few hundred people will use the mic.
你想想，我们的主对5000对1万对万多人讲道，他没有这个东西。
Can you imagine our Lord preaching to 5,000, 10,000 without microphone?
我们主绝对不像我们想象中间主日学图画那样，像女人头发长长的很温柔那样，不是。
Our Lord would not be like the famous painting of Jesus Christ, so gentle.
他一定是非常勇敢。
He probably is very courageous.
讲话像狮子一样。
and spoke like a lion.
可以振奋人心。
And he could move the heart of men.
改变时代。
And change the generation.
整个百姓复兴过来。
That the entire people will be revived.
天国进了你们的悔改。
The kingdom of God is near. Repent.
千千万万人听他讲道。
Thousands will listen to him.
路加福音十二章第一节告诉我们。
Gospel of John 6 chapter 12 verse 1.
甚至彼此践踏。
They step on over each other.
到他面前听他讲。
They want to come before him.
他的吸引力多么大。
This is the way he attracted them.
他的能力多么大。
And the great power he had.
他连吃饭的时间都没有。
He did not have time to eat.
他连放枕头的地方都没有。
He had no place to lay his head.
这就都是他殷勤活了给我们的榜样。
These are his example of zeal and fervency.
在第二个我刚才讲的约翰卫斯理同工 George Whitfield.
The co-worker of John Wesley, George Whitfield.
这个人因为圣公会不准他去讲道。
Because the Anglican Church rejected him,
他就开始露天布道。
He started open air gospel rallies.
他说：“你上帝呼召我做传道，不一定要在礼拜堂里。”
He said, "God called me to be a preacher, not only in the church."
我不一定要在大礼堂里。
I need not to be confined in the church.
我可以在路边传道。
I can preach on the street.
可以在空的地方传道。
Or on empty fields.
我可以在工厂的外面讲道。
And outside the factories.
我可以在田野讲道。
In the farm.
我可以在这个山地里面讲道。
And also among the hills.
大声呼喊。
And so he shouted.
神就呼召许多人去听他讲道。
And the Lord attracted people to listen to him.
上帝说。
The Lord said.
我要使旷野变成丰富的肥土。
I will change the desert into a fertile land.
在就沧海里面开道路的上帝。
I'm a Lord that opened a pathway in the sea.
我是在沙漠开江河的上帝。
A Lord that make stream flows among the desert.
为你的缘故打断铜山铁门。
And for your sake, I will break down the gates of iron.
我要在你的前面行。
I will walk before you.
为你撵出你的仇敌。
And get rid of enemies for you.
我也指引你的道路。
And I will show you your pathway.
他就有一天的早上五点起来讲道。
And once he preached at 5 a.m. in the morning.
他在工厂外面讲道。
Outside of a factory.
那个英国的工人五六点就要进到工厂里。
At that time, the English workers start work early.
六七点就开始动工了。
They start at about 6 a.m.
下午五六点他们就回家了。
They go home at 6 p.m.
那个人是顺照自然生活。
At that time, they follow the cycle of nature.
太阳起来，人也起来。
When the sun rises, the people rise.
太阳下去，人也下去。
When the sun sets, they rest.
现在的人反过来了。
Now we do it the other way around.
太阳起来，我们下去。
When the sun comes out, we come down.
太阳下去，我们起来。
When the sun sets, we come awake.
坐到两点还不要睡觉。
At 2 a.m. we will not sleep.
开一大堆的电灯。
And then we turn on the lights.
一大堆的电灯费。
And spend money.
等太阳出来的时候，我们不要用它。
But when the sun comes, we don't want to use the lights.
但是完全不一样。
But not the case back then.
George Whitfield 早上五点讲到的时候。
George Whitfield preached at 5 a.m.
第一天两百个人。
The first day 200 came.
第二天一千多人。
The second day 1,000 came.
第三天差不多五千人。
The third day 5,000 came.
第四天将近一万人。
The fourth day 10,000 came.
第五天两万人。
The fifth day 20,000 came.
我不是随便造过，这是他的传记里面有人亲自写下来。
You can see this in his biography.
因为他讲道的能力。
The power of his preaching.
所以很多人告诉别人去听啊，明天早上五点有一个人在那边讲道，很好啊，很少机会听到这样的道。
So word of mouth spread and everybody came.
你早一点去。
Go there early.
还没有进工厂先听到，你神的能力在你身上，你就为主做很好的见证。
Before you work, go there and listen, and the power of God will be upon you.
两万多人听他讲道。
20,000 came to listen him.
没有 microphone.
No microphone.
他大声去。
He just shouted loudly.
把他的生命，把他的心脏差不多挖出来一样的。
And he just shared of his entire life for us.
约翰威斯理。
John Wesley.
照样的。
Same.
圣公会不给他讲道。
The Anglican Church rejected
him. 他就在家里等，还有什么机会？
He went home and
waited
for opportunity.
有一天呢 ，Whitfield 写信给他。
One day Whitfield wrote to him.
Dear John.
约翰你好。
Please come.
请你过来。
You see what is working. What is the work of God?
你就看见上帝的作为。
I'm now doing the open air evangelism.
我现在在做公开的福音传道。
We can preach without building.
我们不需要建筑也能够传福音。
We can preach without the church.
没有教会也能够传福音。
We can preach in open air.
我们可以在公开的地方来传道。
John Wesley 回信。
And John Wesley replied.
我不习惯不穿牧师袍在路上大喊大叫。
I'm not used to not wearing the pastor's robe and preaching.
你要记得，我是正式受圣公会按做牧师的圣体的。
Remember that I'm ordained by the Anglican Church.
Whitfield 再写信给他。
And Whitfield replied.
你来看看，不必讲他。
Just come and see.
看看上帝怎么做工。
And see how God works.
有一天，约翰威斯出去看。
And John Wesley came to see.
观众 听众中间
and among the audience，
看看他的同工怎么讲道。
And he looked at his co-worker，
圣灵大大感动他。
The Holy Spirit moved him greatly，
给他发现神做工的时候。
And he saw that when God works，
就像施洗约翰。
Like John the Baptist，
就像耶稣。
Like Jesus Christ，
就像保罗。
Like Apostle Paul，
他们不也是曾经在旷野，在田野，在山地，在露天，在海边的地方传道吗？
They do preach in all the open fields beside the sea along the roads。
为什么我一定要穿着牧师袍，规规矩矩的在教会里面才能讲道？
So why must I wear the pastor's robe and then preach only in church？
他回去悔改了。
Immediately he repented，
他站出来。
And he stood up。
有一天呢，
One day，
约翰威斯理讲一句话。
John Wesley said，
如果全英国没有一个礼拜堂准许我讲道，
If not a single church in England would allow me to preach，
我可以站在我父亲坟墓的上面讲道。
At least I can stand upon the grave of my father to preach。
因为那块墓地是我们家里钱买的，没有人可以管我。
The graveyard belonged to our families。
卫理公会的创办人
，This was the founder of the Methodist Church。
露天布道
，Who preached in open air rallies。
脱离了空间的限制，把这个英伦三岛的人。带回悔改到上帝面前。
And he brought about a revival in England.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
因为我告诉你，
Let me tell you this evening.
如果你要迎娶，
If you want to be zealous，
没有人管你，你一定找到侍奉主的工作。
You will find a way to serve God.
如果你要懒惰，
But if you want to be lazy，
就是把这份交在你手中，你也没有去做。
It doesn't matter if we give you great tasks， you will not do it.
做上帝的工作，
The work of the Lord，
不是照着你 professional training。
It is not based on professional training.
照着 the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
As, but by the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
保罗说，基督的爱激励我。
The Apostle Paul says, I'm attracted by the love of Christ.
使我不再为自己活。
That I no longer live.
乃是为了替我死而替我活的耶稣基督而活。
But I live for the Christ that died for me and was crucified and resurrected for me.
原来基督的爱激励我。
The love of Christ inspired me.
所以他比什么人都更殷勤。
And so he worked harder than everybody else.
保罗自己这么殷勤。
The Apostle Paul worked so hard.
盗贼危险。
And at the end,
假弟兄的危险。
He was persecuted.
饥饿的危险。
He was hungry.
刀剑的危险。
He was
仇敌的危险。
Persecuted by enemies.
假使徒的危险。
False prophets.
到处传经。
But he still preached the gospel.
所以他有资格讲这句话。
And so he qualified to say this. 殷勤
不可懒惰。
Never be lacking in zeal.
当保罗第一次传福音到加拉太去的时候，
When Paul first preached the gospel to Galatia，
他不是从北方的路很容易的到那边去。
He did not have an easy journey from the north.
坐船走南边的路。
But he went by the south in a boat.
到了这个土奥其现在这个南边的岸的时候，
When he reached where southern Turkey is today，
进到加拉省里面去传道，加拉太省。
When you enter into Galatia，
你知道那个地理形势多么困难吗？
The geographical situation was bad。
海面，
from the sea，
一直到内地，
to the inland，
他要有2000尺的山，他才能到那。
He had to cross a mountain range that is 2000 feet tall。
如果你不认圣经，是随随便便的。
If you just read the Bible anyhow，
你就不知道他们花的心血、他们的殷勤、他们的刻苦耐劳到什么地步。
You would never have realized how hard these people had to work.
如果你真正按照地理的形式，从历史的背景，好好去研究他们怎么传道的。
But when you study the geography and the historical background,
你要知道他们付的代价太大。
You would have known that they had paid a heavy price.
圣经说，传福音到死信的人，他们的脚登山何等佳美。
The Bible says, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news.
他们遍满全地传道。
They preach the gospel all over the places.
有在天上。
Sometimes in heaven.
有 beauty contest.
There will be a beauty contest.
不是看你三围多少。
Not to look at how your body shape.
不是看你美丽多少。
Or how beautiful you are.
看你的脚为主做了多少。
But how much work your feet has done for the Lord.
殷勤不可懒惰。
Never be lacking in zeal.
保罗有资格讲这句话。
The Apostle Paul is fully qualified.
一生一世不肯放松。
In his entire life, he was diligent.
无论得时不得时。
In season and out of season.
务要传道。
You need to preach the word.
无论欢迎不欢迎。
Whether people welcome you or not.
务要传道。
Preach the word.
在我们有生之年。
In our lifetime.
尽心尽性侍奉主。
Try our very best to serve the Lord.
许多的人在黑暗中间。
There are many who are in darkness.
Because you
have worked hard.
看 看见大光。
They will see the great light of God.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
荣耀归给主。
The glory may be upon him.
福音传到你的耳中。
Today the gospel is upon you.
福音传到我们的国家。
The gospel is upon our nation.
不是鸟把一封信带来的。
It is not brought to us by a bird.
不是收音机把声音播来的。
Or from the radio.
因为在过去的时间，
it is because in the past,
有一些人离开他们的家，
there were people who left their home,
离开他的父母，
left their family,
离开他们的文化，
left their culture,
离开他们的习惯，
left their tradition,
离开他们的社会，
left their society,
学习我们的语言，
to learn our language,
来到我们中间，
to come among us,
对我们传道，
to preach to us,
殷勤不肯懒惰，
never be lacking in zeal,
神吩咐我们的话语。
This is the word of God.
第二句话说什么呢？
The second sentence says,
不但说殷勤不可懒惰，
Not only does he say never be lacking in zeal,
常常火热，
but keep your spiritual fervor.
什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
我们不可以一面殷勤一面冷淡的传道。
We cannot work hard but have a cold attitude in the heart.
有一个宣教士在台湾问我，
An evangelist says this to me.
他说为什么你来这么多人来听你讲道？
A missionary asked why so many people listen to you.
为什么我在这里做他们都不睬我们？
But we work so hard and no one cares about us.
我就观察。
So I observe him.
观察跟他谈论以后呢？
And I observe after speaking to him.
我就讲一些话语了。
I told him this.
我说不论你喜欢不喜欢听。
I say whether you like it or not.
我发现你到台湾以后，
I discover after you come to Taiwan.
你看见许多台湾人你不喜欢的地方。
You do not seem to like many parts of the Taiwanese.
久而久之，你讨厌这些人。
After a while, you seem to hate them.
人你用这样的心情来对他们传道。
If you use such an attitude to preach the gospel,
他们不愿意亲近。
They are not willing to come to you.
他说我要好好想你这句话。
So he said, I need to think about this carefully.
后来他承认。
And then he admitted.
他说我老实说。
I said honestly,
我已经不爱这里的人。
I don't like the people here.
我是因为差会才我来的。
But my mission board sent me here.
我领一份薪水。
I have a job.
我一定要传道。
I must preach the gospel.
但我看这些人跟我的生活习惯很不一样。
But I see their lifestyle so different from mine.
台湾的民族跟我美国的民族不一样。
These Taiwanese are different from Americans.
所以这个宣教是一方面看不起。
So on the one hand, the missionary looked down on them.
四周围的人。
He looked down on the people around him.
一方面要福音传给四周围的人。
But still here to preach the gospel.
我说这是不可能的。
I say this is impossible.
请你注意这个定律。
Remember this definition.
要传的人。
The people you want to preach to
一定是你爱的人。
Must be people you love.
你没有爱这个民族的心。
If you do not love these people,
请你不要到这个民族传福音。
Please do not preach the gospel to them.
你没有真正关怀他们。
If you truly care for them,
请你不要对他们讲耶稣基督。
Don't preach the gospel if that's not the case.
你冷冷淡淡的。
If you are cold in your heart,
不甘愿的心传。
If you are not willing,
你是羞辱主名，你是制造他们反对基督的机会。
You will disgrace the name of the Lord, and they will oppose Christ.
我说我一定要讲真话。
So I say I must tell you the truth.
那你们再好好去思想。
And think about it carefully.
后来他们一群的宣教士来找我。
After that, a group of the missionaries came and looked for me.
为什么听你讲到都是很有头脑的人？
I say, why are the intellectuals always listening to you?
我们从他的问题知道，这是知识分子来听你讲。
From their questions, I know these people are intelligent.
为什么我们没有办法得到这些聪明人听我讲道呢？
But how come when we speak, they don't come?
我说呢，你先把他们当作聪明人，那些聪明的一个一个都来了。
I say, first you must treat your audience as intelligent, then they will come.
你先把听众当作笨的，聪明人跑掉，笨的就一直来。
If you think the audience are stupid, the stupid one will remain and the smart one will go away.
后来这些变成我宣教士的眼里。
This become the principle of my mission doctrine.
所以我对我的学生叫宣道学的时候，
When I teach missiology,
no, I teach homiletics.
Homiletics.
The way you presuppose of your audience will cause you to be that kind of nature, that kind of quality, that kind of level of preaching.
你假设那个群众是什么，他们就会变成那样的人。
他就把你变成那种传道。
And they will treat you as that sort of preacher.
你把他们当成笨人，以后慢慢你就变成笨人的传道，就讲笨道。
If you treat your audience as stupid, you will become a preacher that only can preach stupid messages.
你把传道人当，你把听众当作聪明人。
If you treat your audience as intelligent,
因为你把他假设是很聪明的人，所以你不敢随便讲道，你就很聪明的道讲出来，你就变成讲聪明道。
And you assume that they are intelligent, you'll be very careful about your sermon, you will continue to preach intelligent sermon.
我相信这一条的定律。
I believe this principle.
在所有先道学的书里面都没有写出来。
Probably cannot be found in any homiletics book.
我感谢上帝。
I give thanks to God.
我从来不敢轻看我的听众。
that I did not despise my audience.
先假设我的听众里面有很聪明、很聪明的。
I first assume that among my audience there are very intelligent
people. 主啊，你给我有力量。
And I say, Oh Lord, give me the strength.
他们的需要告诉他们。
That I will tell them their needs.
当我讲出来的时候。
When I tell them this.
有一些比较不聪明的人感到没有兴趣。
Some people who are not so intelligent will not be interested.
那些需要的人得到了他们所需要的。
But those who are in need will be fulfilled.
再一次带朋友来的时候。
And when they bring others here,
久而久之呢,
after a while,
就变成那个时代需要供应的人都得到供应。
Those people who need to be helped will be helped.
今天把这句话告诉你们。
To tell you all this today,
要用在侍奉的中间。
I want you in your ministry,
有一个火热的心。
To have fervency in your heart.
热情的心。
A heart full of fervor.
你内心里面真正的激情可以使听众受感动。
That true fervor in your heart will move your audience.
如果你不是用火热的心上台，
If you come to the pulpit without fervency,
你只能把冷水浇在人身上。
You are only pouring cold water on your audience.
教会就越来越冷淡，越来越冷淡。
And the church will become more and more cold.
你想想看。
Think about this.
一个主日学的老师，
A Sunday school teacher,
进到课室里面的时候，
When he entered the classroom,
他的态度是这样。
His attitude is like this.
小朋友，
Children,
感谢主
，Thanks be to God，
又带领我们一个礼拜平安过去。
Another week has passed
。你们好不好
？Are you well？
这个礼拜好不好
？Are you good？
你们好不好
？Are you well？
他们就是
哈。哎呀 ，OK，
觉得是不好。
Not so good。
那他就不知道讲什么了。
And he don't know how to carry on。
今天是礼拜天。
Today is Sunday。
所以我要另外讲一个故事给你。
I want to tell you a story。
你们还记得上个礼拜讲什么吗？
Can you remember what I teach last week?
上个礼拜讲什么？老师都忘记了。
直接 forgotten。
你想学生会怎么样
？So what would the student
respond? 一个主的学老师。
他啊，三年级
进课室的时候
，When he entered the classroom，
带着笑
，with a smile on his face，
盼望
，a hope，
带着乐观
，a joyful attitude，
激情
，and fervency，
带着关怀
，and care。
小朋友大家做好。
Are you fine? Thanks be to God.
我一个礼拜过去。
A week has passed.
我相信你们都很好。
I believe all you are well.
圣经还有一些很重要的话，上帝要我传给你们。
And the Lord want me to preach
to you. 你们大家坐着，老师看看。
Listen carefully.
我去坐着。
And they all.
还有人不坐，哪个人去坐着？还有人讲话，全部没有讲话了，那你就讲话。
And then you speak.
你越多讲话，他们越安静。
They will keep quiet when there's
peace. 你越少讲话，他们越讲话。
And they will talk when you are not talking.
他们越静。
When you move, they will stop.
你越静，他们越动。
When you stop, they will move.
你自己冷，他们更冷。
When you are cold, they will be colder.
你热，就可以传到他们身上。
You are fervent, you can preach to them.
侍奉主啊。
When we serve,
第一
firstly,
殷勤不可懒惰。
We must serve diligently.
第二
secondly,
心里火热。
We must have fervency.
不是身体发高热，那是啥？
Not to have fever.
要心里火热。
But deep in our hearts,
心里火热什么意思呢
？What does this mean?
心灵的深处继续不断用盼望，用爱。来应付上帝。
In your heart there is hope and there is love.
谁可以使我们保持火热？
Who can give this fervency to us?
有一次我讲一篇道理。
Once I preach a sermon.
45年前。
I said 45 years ago.
第一次讲道。
The first time I preached.
心情怎么样？
The attitude I had.
今天我讲到还是一样样。
Today the same attitude is still here.
我的意思是说呢，数十年如一日。
That many decades is the same.
从前那么热心。
I was so fervent.
现在还是这么热心。
Now it's still the same.
从前那么真诚。
I was so true.
现在还这么真诚。
Now I'm still true.
我想不到讲完了，有一个人是我的学生，不但不受感动。
One of the audience was my student. He was not moved.
他是唐老师。
He came and said,
Dr. Gong, 我刚才听你讲这句话。
When I heard you say that,
感到不大对。
I thought something is wrong.
我就问他不大对在哪里。
I said, well, what's wrong with this?
你不能对学生，老师有什么不对？
You can't say, how, what's wrong with the teacher?
问他你感到不大对在哪里。
I asked him, what's wrong with this?
我笑笑地问他。
I asked him with a smile.
你知道他怎么回答？
And he answered.
他回答一句我吓了一跳。
I was shocked with his answer.
你要不要听啊？我这个人到现在还常常吓，一直吓，一直吓，心脏一直跳，所以还没有死。他说：“我听你刚才讲那句话。”
I heard you say that.
我感到不大对。
I thought something is wrong.
我说：“你听哪一句？”
I said which one?
你刚才说了40多年前讲到，第一次讲，现在还是讲。
You said for 40 odd years you are still the same. First time up to now.
真的吗？
Is this true?
我说真的。
I said yes.
我意思我的热情还是一样。
I meant my fervency is the same. I'm still true.
我被主感动的还是一样。
The attitude is still there.
那么你感到怎么样？
What do you think?
他怎么回答？
The student said.
40年前那样。
40 years ago is like this.
现在还是这样。
Now it's the same.
岂不等于说你从来没有进步吗？
Does that not mean you have never improved?
你从来没有进步嘛。
You have never improved.
我不懂要怎么进步。
I don't know how to improve.
因为圣经说不可失去起初的爱。
The Bible says, do not love, lose your first love.
再进我就没有办法。
So I don't know how to carry on.
我告诉你，没有人比起初的爱心更会进步。
We cannot improve on our first love.
因为起初的爱心是神自己放在里面。
Because the first love came from God.
起初的爱心绝对不是你奋斗、你学习产生出来的。
The first love did not come from your work.
那不是量的层次。
It is not quantitative.
那是质的层次。
It is qualitative.
为什么刚信主的人会比过几年以后还更爱主？
Why are new believers more fervent than those who have been Christian for many years?
刚刚信主的人怎么会那么爱主？
How can a new believer be so fervent?
因为那个时候是圣灵的感动，是神的力量在他的身上。
He was moved by the Holy Spirit. The power of God is with him.
有让当真理传给你到一个地步的时候，
But when you receive the truth up to a certain extent, 神
就放开手让你自己挣扎。
The Lord will let go and allow you to move yourself.
当你自己挣扎的时候，你发现很困难。
When you try to move on your own, you find it difficult.
你归不起来的时候，
move,
不一定你会比刚刚起初神给你的热度更热。
You may not be as fervent as you when you first believe.
我解释给他听了。
After I explain this,
他说我明白了。
He said, "Well, now I know."
你是讲的起初的爱心。
You talk about the first love.
起初的灵性。
The first spiritual.
绝对不是我一生奋斗产生的，因为还没有奋斗，还没有开始。
Not the result of my life's work.
不是我休息的过程，还没有认。
Not the result of my learning.
圣灵一充生我们。
When the Holy Spirit comes into us, when He fills us,
那个时候
that time, that moment,
在我们心里面
the first love came.
你不要失去起初的爱心。
Do not lose that first love.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
dear brothers and sisters,
我们今天还活着吗？
Are we still fervent?
或者我们今天冷冰冰的？
Or are we now cold?
我感谢上帝。
We give thanks to God.
我今年六十多岁。
I am already in 60s.
我还可以像青年人一样的热情。
I can still have the fervency of a young person.
向这个时代需要的信息。
And speak to the generation that has need.
人受的感动。
That people will be moved by God.
人受的影响。
That they will be influenced.
火可以传热。
Fire can pass on heat.
教会的领袖自己冷淡。
Because the leaders of the church are cold.
会众也就冷淡。
The congregation will be cold.
那我们要凭着什么才能保持我们的火热？
How can we preserve this fervency?
我们怎样才能继续有爱的热忱呢？
How can we continue to have fervency in love?
你要继续不断尊主伟大。
You must continue to have the Lord as first in your life.
让主居首位。
That He is Lord in your life.
单单讨主喜悦。
And only aim to please Him.
这是所有秘诀里面的第一条。
This is the first secret.
我再讲一次，主啊，你永远伟大。
Then, Lord, you are always first in
your
life.
主啊，你永远居首位。
You will always be number one.
主啊，我所做的单单讨你喜悦。
I only aim to please you.
你能持守这个心志。
If you can persevere in this,
没有冷淡下去的可能。
It is not possible for you to become cold.
请注意这些话语。
Take note of these things.
这是几十年侍奉主。
This comes after decades of ministry.
圣经里面看到很清楚的原理。
And clear principle from the Bible.
当一个人起初尊主伟大。
When we first consider the Lord as
做了牺牲要人尊他伟大的时候，
But after a while we think we are to be honored，
神就开始丢弃他。
God will start to forsake him。
所以每一个青年人，
So every young person，
今天开始侍奉主，
From today when you serve the Lord，
过十年以后，
10 years later，
过二十年以后，
20 years later，
过五十年以后，
50 years later，
你还要记得这句话。
You have to remember，
永远尊主伟大。
Honor the Lord as first，
永远让主居首位。
Honor him in the first place.
永远单单讨到主的心。
And aim only to please him.
除他以外，
other than him,
没有别的真正侍奉的对象。
There is no other object of ministry.
没有真正的宝座。
There is no true throne.
只有主可以坐在其上。
Only the Lord can be enthroned in your life.
第二样。
Secondly,
我们怎样继续保持火热的心？
How can we preserve this fervency?
我一定要赢那些倾心的同工，彼此激励，互相代表。
We want to be encouraged by co-workers who are pure in heart.
这是真心实意侍奉主的同工，是神赐给你人生中间很宝贵的产业。
Co-workers who have pure in heart are very precious things that God has given to you.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
我在印尼设立的归正福音教会。
The Reformed Gospel Church I have in Indonesia.
我们的动机是纯洁的。
We have pure motives.
我们除了传纯正的道，建立主的儿女，没有别的目的。
We don't have any other reason other than to preach pure gospel.
我们盼望把真正的福音传开，有很多人归主。
We want to preach the real gospel that many will come to Christ.
这个教会不是分裂出来的。
This church did not come from splitting a church.
这个教会不是泄气的竞争。
or just because we want to show other people.
绝对不拉一个人从别的会教会跑到我们这里。
We will not go to another church and pull someone here.
我们没劝过一个人到我们的教会来。
We have not called other people to leave their church.
我们现在在讲。
This is us.
如果你有感动，你要来，你来。
If you are moved by the Lord, come.
你回到你的教会，你回去。
Or you want to go back to your church, that's fine.
我们这里的人要离开也可以。
Even our own people can leave.
谁要来就来。
Those who want to come, come.
后来上帝就慢慢把一些很真心的、很爱主、很诚实的人带来围绕在这个教会。
And the Lord added into the church people who are pure in heart, who loves Him.
甚至很多是从前是天主教的教徒。
Including people who were once Roman Catholics.
后来他们悔改了。
And then they turn around.
接受主了。
And accept Christ.
他们加入了侍奉了。
And join in the ministry.
甘心情愿牺牲自己。
And willingly sacrifice themselves.
有的人也在这里聚会，也在别的地方侍奉。
Some people worship in that church and also serve others.
他问我要怎么样？我说你好好祷告。
I said, 你 pray.
顺服圣灵。
And be obedient to the Holy Spirit.
有的人圣灵引导他再回去。
And some people are led back to their church.
上帝兴起别人出来。
And the Lord will raise others.
结果上帝兴起一批很真心、很单纯、持久火热，没有别的动机为了传道的人在这里。
And the Lord raised among us co-workers who are pure in heart and motive.
这几年
，for the past few years，
我看见我到吉隆坡来
，when I come to Kuala Lumpur，
上帝为我预备了很好的同工。
The Lord prepared good co-workers.
都没有别的目的。
They have no other motives.
就是要用神预备。
Only to glorify God and benefit men. In Hong Kong the same.
在台湾是。
And Taiwan.
在印尼是如此。
In Indonesia.
在新加坡是如此。
In Singapore.
神真是伟大。
The Lord is great in
me. 神是应当称颂。
The Lord is to be praised.
如果有一些真心与你侍奉的人。
If there are people who are pure in heart.
你要与他们一同祷告。
You want to pray with them.
一同劝勉。
And encourage each other.
一同担负十字架。
And share the burden of the cross.
一同侍奉。
And serve the Lord together.
你会保持火热。
And you will remain fervent.
用宋尚杰博士的话。
Using the words of Dr. John Sung.
一根柴抽出来。
When you take out a piece of wood.
在旁边自己发光。
And it is burning by itself.
结果一定暗淡下去。
In the end, it will burn out.
一堆炭在一起。
But when you put coal together.
灵风吹来。
And the fire comes.
灵火就跳旺。
Spiritual fire will burn.
所以我们不能单独侍奉。
We cannot serve alone.
我们要学习与那些真心爱主的人一同侍奉。
Let us learn to serve with those who truly love the Lord.
神就赐福我们常常活着起来。
And God will bless us to be always fervent.
第三样。
Thirdly,
我们一定要遵守神的命令。
We must be obedient to the commands of God.
不法的事增多，爱心就慢慢减少。
And because when evil things come, love will diminish.
我们一定要遵守神的话语。
So we want to be obedient to the word of God.
神的话中间继续都是圣灵保守，我们的火热不会减退。
And the Holy Spirit will preserve our fervency in His word.
第四样。
Fourthly,
不要爱世界。
Do not love the world.
爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里。
If we love the world, the love for God will not be in us.
所以我们不让有任何一件事情抢夺我们的神最高的位置。
We should not let anything take the place of God in our life.
当神的旨意已经讲明的时候
，When the will of God is clear,
一定要去。
We must go.
什么都放下
，and let go anything.
你的爱世界的人。神的心就不在他里面。
We cannot love God if we love the world.
你爱世界的时候
，When you love the world，
你就不能爱上帝。
You cannot love God.
你爱上帝的时候
，When you love God，
你尊主伟大。
And God is first in your life.
靠他喜悦。
And you please only Him.
你会活的侍奉上帝。
And you serve Him with fervency.
最后一句话呢
？The last sentence.
这里告诉我们什么呢？时常侍奉，不是断断续续的侍奉。
You serve continually.
殷勤不可懒惰。
Be diligent.
第二，要心里火热。
And have fervency in your heart.
第三呢，常常侍奉。
Serving the Lord always.
有很多的青年人。
There are so many young people.
团契很热心。
Are very fervent in the fellowship.
热心到三十岁以后。
When they reach about 30.
有妻子。
When they have a wife.
有孩子。
Children.
有事业。
When they have a job.
有社交。
They have social circle.
慢慢就冷淡。
Slowly they become cold.
就离开团契。
And they leave the fellowship,
离开教会,
leave the church,
一个礼拜来做一次,
and come once a week, then maybe once a month,
以后一年一次,
once a year.
圣诞树出来, 他就出来了,
Christmas he'll come.
圣诞树不见, 他也不见,
without Christmas tree he won't come.
明年圣诞树在, 他再出来,
and next year the Christmas tree come, he'll come.
不见, 他再不见,
Christmas tree disappear, he'll disappear.
忽然间几十年以后呢,
a few decades later,
退休了,
after retirement.
想起从前青年团体。
He think about his past in the youth fellowship.
我是主席。
I was the chairman.
现在我老了。
Now I'm old.
落叶归根。
I am retired.
跑到教会里面来。
I go back to church.
对主的主啊。
And say, Oh Lord.
现在我太太死了。
Now my wife is dead.
孩子长大。
My children grow.
我也退休了。
I'm retired.
我回到青年阶段。
I come back to my youth.
第二次奉献。
I give you my life again.
完全侍奉主。
I now want to serve you.
主说你撑下两年。
The Lord said you have 2 years left.
你完全奉献。
You give all your life to me.
不是完全奉献，是两年。
It's not totally, it's just 2 years.
主要问你。
So the Lord will ask you.
你放假太久了。
You have too long a holiday.
你请假32年。
You have 32 years of holiday.
现在在侍奉主吗？
Now you come and serve me.
保罗说。
The apostle Paul says.
不是这样的。
This is not the case.
常常服侍。
You serve him always,
不断服侍
without an end.
不是时时错错错错时
and not now and then.
乃是继续不断
but continually,
continually,
consistently, with consistency,
unceasingly,
不断的
侍奉
and serve him,
直到主再来
until he come again.
Amen.
Amen.
我们站起来
Let us stand up to pray.
十字架，十字架。